I am Johnny Massacre and welcome to my show tonight. Starbucks India has pissed off India by releasing an advert with a trans person in it, promoting transgenderism. Who is with me? Give me a hell yeah! So another day, another trans ad. For people who are being erased, they're pretty fucking visible. So this is the warm-up to Pride. If you didn't think Pride is going to be hardcore enough, being bombarded with LGBTQ propaganda, then, well, it's already started and it's 2 weeks before. So shit's getting real. And Miller said, hold my beer, and they tried to outdo Bud Light in terms of wokeness. You might have seen the Miller ad recently where a bunch of feminists try to kind of shame the patriarchy in order to sell their beer. Well, now Starbucks India has come out and said, hold my coffee. We're going to try to outdo the other companies who are trying to destroy themselves with political sexual propaganda. So check out the story on the Indian Express. I should probably read this in an Indian accent, right? Starbucks India's viral ad on trans inclusivity divides the internet. The ad has been praised by many for its message of acceptance and inclusivity. However, on the other hand, it has also been criticized by some for being too woke. Starbucks, the multinational coffee chain, has stirred up controversy with its latest campaign promoting trans inclusivity, adding fuel to the ongoing debate over queer rights in India. So, you want to see what this ad looks like? Well, here it is. Let's watch it together, shall we? Man, this is going to sell loads of coffee in India. I'm sure this is what coffee lovers want. This is so funny.
सुनो, इस बार गुस्सा मत होना प्लीज.
Always the victimhood, man. How are trans people ever gonna get their shit together if they're always being told they're victims? It's always the sad stuff.
Thank you, Papa, for meeting me.
He's well
pissed. I know, बड़े साल बीत गए, लेकिन आप आज भी मेरे लिए सब कुछ हो.
Coffee.
What? This is so funny, mate. This is so 2023. Mate, this makes me want to buy a coffee. I'm sure all the Indians are fucking queuing up now at Starbucks.
Teri aadatein nahi badli.
Three cold coffees for Arpita. Three cold coffees for Arpita.
Beta.
I didn't dead name her.
मेरे लिए तो आज भी मेरा बच्चा है. बस एक लेटर ही तो ऐड हुआ है तेरे नाम में.
Close the distance in the way.
So as you can see there, only a letter has been added to your name if you're trans. And only a massive 9-inch cock has been added to the female bathrooms now at Starbucks. Coming soon. Can't wait for that. You want to know what your new trans experience in Starbucks might look like? Well, guess who just got fired from their job as a Starbucks manager for abusing and harassing customers? Yeah, it was a trans person, showing that they are the kindest, sweetest, most understanding, tolerant people on earth, because somebody misgendered them and then they physically assaulted them. Check it out. This is in London, where I'm from. Don't ever call me transphobic again. You do not know me. You don't know me, bruv. You don't know me.
You're being transphobic.
Come on. Mate, the amount of privilege people in London have to worry about this stupid shit when people are fucking digging shit up in mines and having mines collapse on them in Africa. We're, like, capitalism is in the end game, mate. Fucking hell. Marx said to get to communism, you have to go through capitalism. This is what's happening right now. And the trans are the people who are bringing about the revolution. This is what Starbucks India can look forward to. It's just a letter on the end of your name, right?
Get out. Absolutely. You are trespassing now.
They've got cameras.
You are trespassing. Get out. Get out. Get out. You are trespassing.
Apparently, we said something transphobic.
You actually, you bastard.
They know they can get away with anything. And that's why they're acting up like spoiled children. Everyone's coddling them and these delusions. I feel sorry for the trans people who aren't psychopaths and victims and stuff. This just makes them look bad. There's obviously some out there. I really wish they'd come on this show and then we could show people that, like, not all trans people are like this. But that's just making trans people look bad. So there you go. India now is putting their resources into advertising to less than 1% of the population. I'm sure that's going to sell loads and loads of coffee. And they're saying they're going to support trans. So you can look forward to that in India, what you're seeing there in an England Starbucks. And in India, they legally recognize the right of trans. So this is it. The wheels are in motion. Now the globalists can take over India, starting with Starbucks using trans as a battering ram. Now, what do you think about this? What do you think about that advert? Do you think that's going to sell coffee? Do you think that's what people want to see who want to go to Starbucks? Do you think it's going to divide people? Do you think it's going to turn people away from Starbucks? There was an article I found online about this video, and it seemed to it kind of went into trans in India and stuff like that. And although trans are legally recognized in India, of course they're painting them as victims because that's part of the plot. They're victims, so you can't criticize them, and then they'll put them in various institutions, so you can't criticize the institutions. There are people online saying that trans are having a hard time in India, and those people are blaming it on colonialism. So there's an article on the New Internationalist here, and it says protecting trans lives goes deeper than laws and representation. Pretty salient on how transgender activists are fighting the colonial mindset to push for equality in India. So this is this shows the disconnect between what's really facing trans people and what so-called trans activists who are in the grievance industry, who basically get paid from this, say about trans and the issues they face. Certain activists are saying that in India it's the colonial aspect that is making life difficult for trans, but the reality is, if it hadn't been for colonialism, people who are trans would be being stoned to death right now in India. And it's not the evil whitey who's against trans people in India which would justify a Starbucks trans ad. It's actually the Indians themselves. If you go onto the official Starbucks India Twitter page, underneath that ad, the Indian Massive, my Indian Massive, are ripping this ad. This is just what was underneath the video. So you've got Pranjal Chowdhury, who says, "Really, Starbucks India, you desperately need to sack the agency who made this video for you." Ranjith R says, "Okay, with so many issues in the world, this deserves everyone's unwavering attention. Wokeism of the highest order." Indian Bronson says, "Stop spending money with them." Swathi Bellum says, "I'm a huge Starbucks fan, virtually spend thousands of rupees in their coffee shop every year, but still I can't believe why Starbucks India would launch a woke campaign in the name of advertisement. Can't they just market their coffee and service to India?" The reason they do it is because the leftists want to take over Starbucks. That's a really big thing. They'll implant that what they deem as the proletariat into these organizations, and then they'll change them from within. I mean, that's a pretty powerful thing to be in control of, right? Because wokesters and Marxists, they want to control everything, including Starbucks, including what you drink, including where you go and what you eat. And Starbucks is a good way to do that. Imagine if I could take over fucking Starbucks, like the Johnny Massacre show in Starbucks, and everyone has to listen to my music. That would be pretty fucking good for me. That's basically what the Marxists are doing. So that's why it's happening, Swathi Bellum. And then you got Vishnu at the bottom, who says, "My dear Indian brothers and sisters, can you stay away from Starbucks?" So that it, I love this because Indians are not white, they're deemed as victims by the people who make these adverts. And so the people who make these adverts are pretending to protect, they're actually trying to exploit them for their own political ends, but the people they're pretending to protect, trans and also people who aren't white, they put them all in the same bracket. And so when part of those people come out against this trans ad and said, no, this is bullshit, then the people who make the trans ad can't criticize them because they need to be seen on the side of the so-called victim. So I love the irony of this, that the Indian people that Starbucks was trying to curry favor with actually hate this, and then Starbucks can't defend themselves and call them racist like they would call any white people in the same way as woke Hollywood producers who do this stuff will call the fans. So the Indians are against this woke trans Starbucks ad, and I mean, here it is, Starbucks India, they dropped the ad here. And there you can see, I wrote, "Be careful in the restrooms at Starbucks. Take care, my sisters in India." Now, of course, not all trans people are sexual predators. But if you open the door a little bit for men to go into a woman's bathroom, it will be abused. It will be abused 100%. The same people who probably say it's okay to let men into bathrooms, they're probably going to tell their daughters like to be careful when they walk home at night. Because as soon as there's a chance to exploit someone, someone's going to do it. I'm sorry, it's just not right. If I was trans, I wouldn't want to share a bathroom with someone else. I say, look, this is my thing. I'm 1% of the population. I'm not going to impose upon you. That's the right thing to do. But the media want to use and exploit these people to plant them in institutions, to take over the institutions. And so they give trans people special powers and tell them that they're victims, to radicalize them and get their votes and create this victimhood narrative that's central to the left attaining power. And then that makes trans people angry and feel victimized and demand things. But really, no one gives a fuck about trans. Actually, nobody cares about trans people. Nobody cares about gay people. Nobody cares about straight people. Nobody gives a fuck in any free Western city. So this is all just designed to create division, to politicize things, really, at the end of the day. And actually, it's a mountain over a molehill. Nobody wants to erase trans. Nobody wants to kill trans. Anyone who wants to do that, obviously, the majority is going to say that's a disgusting person and they'll be shut down. So I think we need to move away from this radical narrative about this and just point out how ridiculous it's getting, giving all this special treatment to such a small minority of people that no one even cares about, who have the same rights as anyone else, me or you included. But the good news is you never have to go to Starbucks again. I hate Starbucks. I've hated Starbucks for so many goddamn years. It's big, it's corporate, it kind of markets itself like this friendly place. And all it is a bunch of addicts like lining up to get their caffeine hit in this kind of sterile corporate place that actually tries to masquerade as something warm, like your mate's living room or something. It's a disgusting place, and it's obviously very low quality. And just how ridiculous is it to make a trans advert for Starbucks? Putting a trans person in a Starbucks ad is like putting a straight dude as the face of gay pride. It doesn't make any sense, and it's such narcissism. They have to be inserted into the... Well, it's not they, it's the wokesters. They want to insert their ideology into everything because they think you're stupid and you can't think for yourself, and they have to help you think and persuade you to think like them. But the trans people really are being exploited here. Do you really think Starbucks gives a shit about trans people when there's mounting lawsuits about the slavery that's used to harvest their coffee beans? They're doing this because trans are useful to the left. They can use trans to cancel anyone they don't like. And they can also use them to take over institutions. Who do you think Bud Light fans are voting for? So who do you think fans of Starbucks now are gonna vote for? It's just all about turning something into a propaganda vehicle and taking over it. Starbucks is a powerful institution. So look, I shouldn't be too harsh though, because Starbucks did fix transphobia, y'all. So well done, Starbucks. Let's all go buy a coffee at Starbucks because they're so nice and kind, everyone. I'm Johnny Massacre, and if you're just joining us, we're discussing Starbucks dropping a trans ad to promote their coffee. But if you have been watching from the beginning, stop your grinning and drop your linen, donate some cash, and let's keep winning. streamlabs.com/Johnny Masker. The more you donate, the more of me you're going to get, the more of these videos you're going to get. We've made $250. We've got 14 days to go to make $1,003. Can we hit the target? Let's hope so. Let's hope so. Maybe I should say that I'm a trans and then I'll get money and jobs and I'll be the star and center of attention of absolutely everything. How about that? Bet Kylie Garcia says, hey, Johnny, how are you? I'm good. I told you I tried to reset my sleeping pattern. So instead of trying to stay up for 36 hours to shave 4 hours off my rising time and wake up 4 hours earlier, I slept for 3 hours yesterday on Wednesday in the middle of the day from about 11 to 2. And then I've been up since 2 p.m. It's now 9 a.m. And I tried to sleep a bit earlier, but I couldn't. So even though I was exhausted, I couldn't because I'm so used to sleeping about 11 a.m. So I'm just on cloud nine. And I thought I'd just make this show because I've got to have something to do because I don't know. And I'm seeing I've got a few things to do and I'm going to see Matchman later. We're going to collaborate and that's going to go on until like 4 a.m. So, I mean, I'm going to have been up for 24, 25, 20, 27 or 28 hours tomorrow with on only 3 hours sleep. And I think after that, I will finally be able to sleep and then I'm going to be able to wake up at the time that I want, which is about midday, 1 p.m. So, take that as a lesson, kids. A few nights of video games, playing video games with your best mate overseas until 8 or 9 in the morning can give you several weeks of punishment not being able to reset your sleeping schedule. I'm pretty good. Can you do a count of that? No, I can't. I tried to fall asleep earlier and I can't because my body clock is so used to sleeping at 11. I think I've got something wrong with me regarding my circadian rhythm. So I don't know what it is, but I read some stuff online that people... So there's certain people, they'll keep sleeping an hour later, an hour later, and an hour later. There's certain people who just do that. And I'm not one to self-diagnose or anything. And I a lot of the things that are classed as like a mental illness or a disease or something like that or some problem, I think is all just psychological and it's probably just bullshit. But I don't really understand why. Maybe it's just genetics. Maybe it's in my DNA. But I consistently start waking up at night. Fucking Bet Callis is getting a massage help. So you offering treacle? I wouldn't say no. Sandog says, oh shit, here we go again. Brilliant. Can I get a hell yeah, says Art Contractor. Hell yeah, I'll give you one. Hello Johnny Boy, says Linda. So glad to see your show is on. So glad to see you too, Linda. We could go through my Twitter bookmarks, but you might contract eye aids, so I can't be bothered, bruv. I can't be bothered. So someone brought it to my attention that the video I made the other day regarding Chun-Li and her thick thighs being reduced isn't real because the thick thighs was a mod, and someone just compared a mod to the real Chun-Li. In any case, that just proves that wokeness now is so embedded in culture, you can't really tell if something's woke or not. And it's kind of like not being able to tell if something's a parody or not. There's things and memes that were released years ago that now actually have come true. So that's just a sign of how bad wokeness has got. We don't even know if something's woke or not because it's so omnipresent everywhere. But that's what this show exists for. If there's any chance to call it out, I will do my best because wokeness is political and political is terrible because the people who profit off politics are a bunch of incompetent wankers who destroy anything they touch. Bet Carly says, aren't you in Japan? They have these hair washing places. No, that can help you. I like it when I get my hair washed and like someone washes my hair and shit. I like that. I like that. I like that. Maybe I should get Maturin to do it. If I asked her, she'd do it, but I can't go there. So the song I made with Maturin, it's actually sounding really good. And before the drop, I think I'm getting, it's getting close to being done. So on the drop, I put this organ in and I did a dirty one and I sampled Michael Jackson's Thriller, the laugh and the door opening. So I might have to re-record that or kind of make my own sample for that. But feeling pretty good about that song. So what, it's 9 a.m. I've got to have a meeting at about like 12:30 until 2. 10, 11, 12. So maybe I can get 3 hours sleep. That would be nice. But then I fear I'm not going to be able to sleep again tomorrow if I even have a little bit of sleep. The only way I can fall asleep is if I'm absolutely exhausted. I already know it. I already know it from my 24-hour live streams. After that, you're going to fucking sleep, bruv. So I'm going to duck out, everybody. It was nice seeing you all today, and I'll be back tomorrow. I have been joining Masca, and I tell you what, Masca mates, you better be back for the next episode. Otherwise, I'll be coming around your house. Please make sure to like and subscribe and hit that notification bell. Because, well, that is what all those other cunts tell you to do. Laters.